Texans can't afford to elect a liberal like Linda Van Cho. Linda Van Cho is just another California big government special interest woman who thinks our children should be adopted by the Obamas and turned into fentanyl addicts. Linda Van Cho once did a group photo with Black Lives Matter while holding not only a copy of the Koran, but also another copy of the Koran. Linda Van Cho once voted to defund the police so she could go to a party with gun hypocrite Alec Baldwin. Van Cho also wants to outlaw grandmothers to make more room for critical race theory.
Outlaw grandmothers.
Van Cho says she wants our children to either be aborted or in Biden's indoctrination camps, where taxation is so high that kids will have to replace English with Spandrin, a hybrid of Spanish and Mandarin. Linda Van Cho even says she wants to replace the Bible with mask mandates.
Okay, oh, now.
Say no to Van Cho. Say yes to Karen Bless.
Oh, okay.
Karen Bless will restore the fight to overturn the election by holding the state officials in Georgia accountable for all Texans.
That makes no sense.
Karen Bless knows that fake climate change is just another tree-hugger fantasy created in a Wuhan lab by Fauci's butt boys. Karen Bless is a true Texan who will stand up to AOC's bestie, Linda Van Cho.
Oh, boy.
Well, it works everything into that.
Paid for by the committee to elect Karen Bless.
Oh, okay, yeah, the disclaimer.
Well, Karen Bless sounds like she's for values and things that are important to us here in Texas.
To me, this is a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how I'm going for
it. I hadn't heard that one before, but I think I know how I'm voting today. After
that definitely is one of the worst that we've heard.
All right, we got another one?
Sure.
All right.
Hey, Jesse.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear about Governor Abbott?
These guys.
By Governor Abbott, do you mean Greg Abbott, our conservative Texas governor?
Well, that's the thing, Jesse. He ain't conservative.
What in the Christmas donkey are you talking about? I thought Governor Abbott was a Republican.
No way, friend who is ignorant. It turns out the fake governor is just another filthy, dirty-butted liberal who's too communist for a true Texas.
Well, what do you mean, Jake? I'd like to learn more about our hopefully outgoing communist governor.
Did you know that Governor Jackwad only pretends to protect the border while he's secretly importing tunnel aliens so he can give them free college tuition from our personal tax dollars?
Are you serious? Why would AOC Abbott want to do that? Don't illegals try to Al-Qaeda up our freedom zones with their Obama books?
You said it, Jesse. And most of them smuggle in drugs and mask mandates for the cartels.
Jake, what? If only there was an alternative to the newest member of the squad, AOC Abbott.
Well, there is. Ron Huffelpine. Okay. Ron Huffelpine is a true Texan who will stand up to Greg Abbott and Nancy Pelosi's shared agenda.
This Ron Guffelpine sounds like a guy who knows how to put freedom casserole on the kitchen table of American families.
That is the true thing, Jesse. Today, let's go out and vote for Guffelpine and send Greg Abbott back to Kazakhstan to practice his weed-smoking California values.
And afterwards, we should high school football game, cold beer, truck, Friday night, cut-off jeans, tailgate.
You said it. Jake, Jesse, whichever one you were.
I'm Jesse.
Paid for by the committee to throw Greg Abbott into a drainage ditch.
There's the legalese again at the end. Yes.
Wow, that's another really bad one.
Boy, things I just didn't realize about Governor Abbott. I had no idea he was into all that stuff.
I didn't realize he was that liberal either.
Wow. But.